Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and I think we're at Radio Row again.
Yes, Radio Row from North Texas, more specifically Dallas, Texas. And things are starting to heat up, and you know what I'm calling this day, Jeffrey?
No idea.
I'm calling it Black Eyed Peas Day.
Black Eyed, I thought you were going to say Black Ice Day.
No,
Black Eyed Peas. Okay, well, that works. No,
Black Eyed Peas Day.
Dude,
Fergie.
I didn't know they were from L.A.
Fergie, baby.
She's well, from
where
Whittier.
Where do you think they're from?
You know, my mom grew up just north of Whittier.
You don't know where the Black Eyed Peas. You know what?
I hear East L.A. I hear Whittier.
Okay.
I see Archie Manning.
Okay, check it out. When we started.
Do you see Archie Manning?
I do see Archie Manning. Look, when we started the season, I gave you a little bit of street cred about this
Yeah.
much. And
what, I burned through that already?
Throughout the season, your street cred grew to about this much.
Wow. You know, I'd be happy if I grew to that much.
Well, you know what, Jeffrey? You now have no street cred again.
Okay.
Street cred is off the table.
So Steve is hating on Jeff, and we got more of that. Manning, Coach Brian Billick coming by again. And
right.
We'll see you guys out of the break. Here we go.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay,
does that need to get replaced with Wendell Middlebrooks?
Maybe it should. I think he sounds a lot more cool. You know, could you imagine how dull the show would be if there was no name dropping involved? That's all we've got to do. And yeah. Let me tell you, name dropping is as cool as it gets.
Yeah, but you should stop, probably.
Why?
We'll introduce them when they're here. I mean, Archie walked by, and that was cool.
That was awesome.
But,
Archie walked by.
If we get Archie to come sit at the desk with us, then that's even cooler.
It is, but we had Archie's boy earlier.
We didn't actually have Eli.
But here's what Eli said.
Yes.
This is Eli.
What did Eli have to tell us?
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw it to the opposing team.
Now that surprised us to death.
That was Eli. That was Eli. And what did Eli have to say?
Eli simply said,
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw it to the opposing team.
Now, I didn't know that Eli knew that, because if Eli knew that, I would have thought there would have been about 40 times less that he would have done it last season.
Well, this season, Eli was what? Number two?
I think he was number two in throwing picks this season.
Yeah, but once again, he does claim,
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw it to the opposing team.
You know what? Maybe he learned that this season.
Oh, at the end of the season.
Right.
Oh, in the offseason. Well, I mean, if there's going to be a time to learn.
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw it to the opposing team.
He's now been playing it long enough.
Oh,
now.
So now he's got enough years. Because your year of your year of NFL experience terminates.
Stop being mean to Eli, man. Eli was cool.
But we had Eli sitting right next to Joe Montana.
Yes, and Montana was
like,
cool.
Okay, but it was like, as far as just this awesomeness,
yes,
pure awesomeness pouring off an individual, Steven, I was blown away by Joe Montana's awesomeness.
Yeah, Joe's cool. Joe maybe if things work out and I'm smart enough to turn on my Skype here.
We might get a phone call.
In the middle of the show from Joe Cool.
He's got our number. Joe Cool's got our number, and his people were booked up today.
As a matter of fact, I got $5 says Joe Cool calls the show.
I
have $5.
I'll take that bet.
You'll take the bet?
Because I need the money.
All right, you're on.
I need the money. I'm shaking his hand
there
right
you
now.
Go.
There
we just
go.
Shook
hands
it.
Across the table.
Come on, Joe. Don't let me down, man.
Joe's got to come through.
Come on, Joe.
Now, trust me, he's broken my heart enough times, Steven.
That he's probably
as a Rams
call.
Fan that yeah. he will call.
He's going to call.
He'll find a way.
I think he will.
Even though he's long gone from the 49ers, he'll still find a way to hurt me. He doesn't know I'm not a Rams fan anymore.
But today we had – how cool was this? We had head coach – Mike Smith of the Atlanta Falcons sit down with us, and
Mike was great.
He was great.
What a
he did
decent
the he
man.
Did the flick flick the field goal, and I from where I was sitting, I swear he nailed it. And we made a big deal about him getting the field goal and making it through the goalpost. And then later on, he comes back to us and like, guys, I didn't make that kick.
like it was being filmed or something, and it was going to be up on the news tonight. He had to have a true confessions moment.
Classy guy. He talked about playing golf in Scotland. Mike Smith was awesome earlier today.
He was. He was great today. We had the Black Eyed Peas, as Stephen alluded to.
Yes.
This is Black Eyed Peas Day. Apparently, they came all the way from California.
I took maybe one too many snapshots of Fergie.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I noticed your video that you were doing, that you were panning across the band.
As she was.
And then you stopped on Fergie. You zoomed a little.
Stayed on Fergie.
And then you held on Fergie.
For just a few seconds.
Just a little bit.
A little bit longer than I did on the other guys.
Probably a little bit longer than was necessary.
Oh, come on.
I'm just
says
saying.
The guy who has a photo of someone's backside.
Oh, that's just because it was a good photo opportunity. we're not name dropping, but Michael Strahan is walking by
Michael
right
Strahan
now.
Michael Strahan walking by the
but we're not name dropping. We don't do that here. That's not how we roll.
Oh, we
got
to get
Strahan
to come over here.
He just came off the air with Pat Kerwin over there at Sirius NFL
that's
Radio.
That's right. That's right. So now we're going to go attack him. We got to say, he's got to talk to the London people. He's been there. He played there.
Remember Mind the Gap? The giant Michael Strahan?
Yes,
they had in Trafalgar
that
Square.
That was a big Michael Strahan.
With the big gap in the tooth that made me
totally
say Mind
tell
the
him.
Gap.
Yeah, don't do that story. He will punch you.
No, he won't. He's making a fortune off that gap in his face.
I hope that he punches you.
I know you, Stephen, your dreams are so different than mine. You dream people assaulting me.
Yeah. No.
Not as far as I know.
So you dream that you're always getting in trouble by me?
No, that you're mad at me.
Yeah, that you're getting in trouble.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
Right.
And you dream of people assaulting me. So, gee, I wonder, you know, how does that happen? I don't know how it works
out.
Well,
you know what? If you make a comment like that to Strahan, I would not, begrudge
him. You might
him
grab his arm
giving,
and throw it towards
you
my
a
face.
Punch. Not at your face. Why does it always got to be at your face? I'm thinking more your shoulder region. Give you like a Charlie
That's
horse.
That's a friendly punch.
Well, yeah.
That's a guy kind of punch.
Okay, so maybe we just need to establish what I'm talking about. I never want physical harm to come to you. I don't want people to punch you in the face. I'm talking about like a Charlie horse right in the shoulder.
Huh.
See? See,
that's
you,
really
you got,
different.
Yeah, you got me all
See,
wrong.
See, when I punch
see,
people.
See, because you think the
when I punch
you
people,
think the negative
I'm trying
of me.
To knock them out.
Ah, see, that's not what I'm talking about.
Otherwise, it's called goofing.
Well, what do you think we're doing?
Well,
we're goofing.
Sometimes I wonder.
Super Bowl preview show here, episode 6.53.
I'm taking the Steelers
already?
And the points.
Wow.
There, we're done.
I'll tell you why you're taking the Steelers.
I know why
you
I'm taking
no
the Steelers.
Choice.
I have no choice.
You have no choice. If you take the Green Bay Packers, you are basically in essence saying, I have lost the challenge game and I will get punished.
I'm taking my dignity and I am pureeing it and I am pouring it over a forest fire.
However, if the Steelers win, you will be saved for a second year.
Second year in a row by taking the underdog, I will save my dignity.
You
Two
know what?
Years in a row.
Not going to happen this year.
This year the dignity goes out the window.
Yes,
huh?
It's going to go out the window. Not going to happen. And since I didn't anticipate us having time to do any of the filming, you won't have to do it out here in the cold. We'll have to take it back to L.A.
Yeah, we got frozen tundra out
warm.
Here.
Yeah. Although, how cool would it be to see a Speedo-wearing Jeff with a sidearm thing on his thigh.
It's a holster, you can say
a
it.
A holster, and then, well, I
you
don't
can use
want
the word
to,
holster without talking
security,
about guns.
Security almost knocked me out, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the word holster. He was like, what is this? I'm like, it's just a holster.
Yeah, it was early in the week,
like,
and if you notice, the security's lightened as each day's gone by.
Well, no,
just
we've
a little
come,
bit.
No, it hasn't. They're still at the door.
Yeah.
We still got to go through
no,
them.
Oh, absolutely, and they are on top of things,
yes.
Stephen, but they're not. They're not kind of freaking out. They've figured
well,
out how
come
to do
on.
Their
they
job.
Had a lot, they had a lot to freak out about.
Well,
they
anytime
had the,
you do something for the first time,
well, yeah,
it's going to be
and
really
then
stressful
you had
and overwhelming.
The snow and the ice and the bada-boom.
Well, and I wouldn't want to be responsible for people coming in wearing
was.
75 layers of clothing.
That's true.
It's
That's
like, seriously.
True. That is true.
That would be a
All
logistical
right, so,
nightmare.
As we said earlier today, Mike Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, cool dude. Cool
oh, yeah.
Dude. Talk to us about the Falcons. And he actually, do you know now, we've had two coaches on the show. And both coaches, Jeffrey, they didn't want to pick a team.
No, they wanted it to go the other way.
They gave us information about who they thought was going to win.
Now,
but they didn't actually go on record and pick a team.
Coach Billick, in all fairness, gave us information that was unique.
Right.
He gave us a score.
30-24.
But Coach Smith He gave us
unique information. Steven, he said the team that's going to win
the turnover battle
is the team who wins the turnover battle.
Yeah, that's never been said before. The score. Now that's
this game.
I've heard so many. Steven, there's so many ways to go with this. It's like the score, of course. The turnover battle, the special teams. It's going to be one in the trenches. It's whoever's going to be able to run the ball.
Who said one in the trenches?
There's no trenches in this game. It's going to be the front seven that's going to win this.
Okay.
No, it's going to be the secondary that's going to lose this for somebody.
It is. It's the secondary that's going to cost this.
Yes.
It's the Steelers secondary that will lose it for them.
By the way, the president of Bridgestone looks like Jason Lockett for his father.
Oh, my God. Oh, great. So now Jason's never going to call the show again.
He's not a bad look guy. What has Jason got against that guy?
We need to go on set. That's actually Rich and Jason are on the set right now together with Michael Irvin. We should go over there right now, show up the picture. I should blow it up, the picture that I took of the Bridgestone guy, Jeff, and just put it up and say, Jason, yeah. Is this your dad?
Is this your daddy? All right. So coming on right now.
All right. We are getting ready to bring 5-time Olympic medalist, 4-time world champion, Nastia Lukic. Wow, she just slid right on
she
in
there. She slid
in
there like a gymnast.
Like a pro. Just like Nastia, correct?
Yes.
Did I say that correctly?
You did.
All right.
Nastia Trastuce.
Very good.
Wow. Thank you.
That was impressive.
I've got one more phrase in Russian for you. Yet Ruski Amerikansky.
Very good.
When I was in Kazakhstan, it was very important that you be able to say that because otherwise people might throw things at you.
Right.
This is the end of the Soviet day. But Dallas or Texas's own. Nastia.
That's right. From the Dallas area?
I live in Plano, which is actually about 25 minutes.
Yeah, no, I know Plano well. Yeah. Do you go to SMU? Correct?
Yes, I've done a semester. I'm currently taking time off because I'm traveling. And
nice time off from college is always good.
Yep.
Are you competing this year?
I hope so. I am back in the gym training and with the goals of competing later this year. And the World Championships are in Tokyo in October. And, of course, you know, the Olympic Games next year in London.
In London. Talk to us a little about how it's going to be over the next several years for you to prepare yourself because you've not been competing.
Right.
And now you're back in the gym. And to get back to a level, to 5-time Olympic medalist. Okay, that is – you just say that and that's – cool.
That's way cool. I grew up in Mission Viejo where we had Swimmers USA,
yeah.
And Brian Goodell lived around the corner, and he had 4 gold medals. And we would go by his house on our bikes and just stare at his house and go, I wonder where the gold medals are. And
right.
I mean, it was a small town, just like Plano. Yeah. It was a small town. Everybody knows everybody, but we would talk about Goodell and just hush voices.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Brian Goodell.
So how do people treat you in the area now that, you know, you've had some success?
Significant success.
Yeah, well, yeah, some
of the best in the world.
You know, I've grown up in the Dallas area, so it's definitely home for me. And the amount of local support that I've gotten from everyone has just been amazing. To come home from the Beijing Olympics to thousands of people waiting for me in the airport is more than I would have ever imagined or thought of.
Right.
So you don't really know what you're in for, I guess, when you win an Olympic gold medal.
No, it's a game changer.
Yeah, totally. And so it's been amazing. I definitely... I'm very thankful for that local support that I've gotten and, you know, still live here. So it's always going to be my home.
Now, I was looking at your information sheet, your bio sheet, and there was something on there that I thought was, this is a complete lie that's on your bio sheet.
Uh-oh, what's that?
It has the word hobbies on it.
Yes.
Now,
what is the hobby?
See, she's laughing. I think she knows where I'm going. I have a daughter who's a gymnast.
You don't have time for hobbies? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Thank you. No. If you're a gymnast, you don't have a life. Mike Strahan, just say hi to us, Mike. Say hi to... Oh, that was nice. You don't have to talk to us. You got her. Okay,
all right.
We got Mike Strahan and Natasha. They're showing each other pictures on their phones.
Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm going to step in here while she looks up this picture that we took.
Michael, what? I need you to send me that picture.
All right.
And we did a
Subway.
Right,
you know?
Right. So no, yeah.
We took
Subway
some great
commercial
pictures together, which she has, and they didn't bother to send to me. So I'm going to have you.
Michael, send me real quickly, picture. Who are you taking this week?
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know anything about football.
I don't know anything about football.
I'm just out here, man. I'm just a lonely spirit.
Just
all
a
right,
lonely
man.
Spirit.
Thanks
a lot,
by.
Michael. Appreciate it. Michael Strahan, ready through.
Okay, that's a special moment. I can't even get the microphone back in. There we go.
We will get
we'll let them have some
right.
time to share
the
pictures.
She's sharing the photo, which is cool.
Sharing the photo. And Mike says he doesn't know
anything. We're going to give you the play-by-play. Strahan is actually texting himself from Nostra's phone the picture that he wants. He must really want that picture. Now, you know what I think we need? We need that picture. We need to put that picture up on the website now.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, if you can imagine somebody 7 foot tall and a gymnast
that's
standing
right.
next to each other.
Which is where I was going with my next question,
nice.
Asha. This was
what's
a classic
like to stand
example.
Next to a giant?
Yeah, so because you are very, you know, compact, petite. And,
she's a gymnast.
Obviously, we've got big old huge football players like Michael Strahan. Well, what does the Super Bowl mean to you? What does that bring you to the Super Bowl to be around giants like that?
Well, you know, for me, it's, you know, the whole Olympic Games is once in every 4 years. And
right.
so the Super Bowl for football is kind of like their Olympic Games, except it happens every year. So
right.
they're a little luckier than we are to have it every year. But, you know, I do definitely feel I feel for them because it's like you work your entire year or your career to be able to come to this moment and, you know, represent not only your team, your city, your state, but you're still representing your country. And so, you know, you have a lot of pride in what you do.
Awesome. So you're here representing Visa today,
yeah.
correct? You're part of the Fan for Life.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually been part of Team Visa since 2006 now. So, you know, very honored to be a part of that team. And they've had such amazing support for me. And to be able to be in the Go World campaign during the 2008 Olympics
right.
was a huge honor. So I remember when I was in Beijing, you know, all my friends were texting me like, oh, my God, I just saw your Visa commercial. And it was by far the coolest commercial that I have, you know, been a part of. And you know, I'll always have that with me for the rest of my life. So it's very cool.
Well, we wish you continued success. You're
Thank
back
you.
In the gym. We hope we would love to see you in London.
Thank you so much.
My daughter loves watching you do what you do on the beam, especially. I'm sorry. That is one of the scariest things in the world to do.
That's funny because that's exactly what my dad said. He tried to get up on the beam once, and he goes, "I am never getting back
Your dad
up
was
again.
A gymnast.
I know.
How could
exactly.
he possibly? I'm sorry. There's
Both
male
your parents
fear.
Were gymnasts, correct?
But,
yes, but obviously men do not do the beam.
Right.
But he got
For
on
good
it. He
reason,
tried,
it's
he
scary.
Tried to,
he just tried to stand on it.
No,
and he
we
said,
can't.
I am not doing this ever again.
Yeah, well, what you guys do is amazing. I am as flexible as what's not flexible, Jeff? A bamboo stick?
A lacquered piece of hardwood.
There you go. That's about how flexible I am.
Okay.
What you guys do
now,
is
I'm wondering,
amazing.
If Nastya, if you're willing to try something, we've
yes,
got a
we
thing called finger football. Steven, will
Have
you do it?
Have you ever played finger football?
You need to coach her up for this
yeah,
because
I'm
bad at this.
No.
Take the headset
okay,
off.
So you take your
take
headset off and say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, bye. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen here is Nastya is going to come on over. We're going to clear off my popcorn.
Okay.
And he's going to explain the rules of finger football, and she's going to go for the field goal here.
What?
She looks a little confused at this whole thing. These are even bars. They're not uneven bars. They're even bars.
Okay.
So you got to go between the even bars. They're like uneven bars, but they're even. So just between
right,
the L's, but you can go as high as you want.
Do you hit play on the camera?
You can go as high as you want.
So how do you even
play on
this?
The flat side, the long side's usually easier. Kind of stand it on in there. And balance it, and then flick it. You want to flick it pretty much as hard as you can. Oh, no, actually, I'm not.
Hold on 1 second. You can't stand it up? All right, she's going up. She's
All right, she's set. She's set. Oh, my gosh! Crossbar! First person to hit the crossbar. That was excellent.
Short.
We had a supermodel on yesterday. It went behind her,
yeah,
okay?
You're
natural. You're a natural.
Thank you so much.
How's good, Luis?
All right, live from Radio Row at the Media Center in Dallas, Texas. With us right now, great Bill Romanowski.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Bill,
are we on?
We are on.
Just, well,
just
we're
like,
on, but now you're
turn
on.
Turn it up.
Just like that.
four Super Bowl rings. You only got one on right now, I noticed.
I only got one.
Is it a superstitious thing that you only wear the most recent or your favorite?
No. Well, this is one of my favorites.
It is?
It was my the first one I won in Denver.
Okay. Right.
And beating the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
We were big underdogs. Elway's first one.
Right.
Yeah.
First win.
His first loss.
Well.
No, I'm kidding about that.
It was, he had been there a number of times.
Yes.
And he got the win. It was great. And, you know, it's one that's very special to me.
That's fantastic.
Bill, yeah. Speaking of the Denver Broncos right off, I'm going to go ahead and shoot. The state of the Denver Broncos, they were kind of like in flux this year. Josh McDaniels ousted. You know, and right before he left, he made a lot of changes. Got rid of Jay Cutler. He went to the Bears, took him to the NFC Championship game this year. What do you think of the state of the union there in Denver?
Well, I think Josh McDaniels dismantled the Denver Broncos.
That's a good word.
Thank you.
In a very quick
yes.
amount of time. He got rid of a really good defensive coordinator,
yeah.
Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan.
He got rid of one of the best receivers in the game.
Brandon Marshall.
Okay.
Kyle yeah. Orton.
Was he an issue? Yes. But guess what? Guys have egos in the NFL.
Yes,
especially
they do.
At the wide receiver.
Yeah. And you better learn how to work with them, especially when you got a great one. And then what does he do? He gets rid of Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jay Cutler is one of the best. He led his team to the NFC Championship game.
That is correct.
They didn't win it, but he led them there. And so you start looking at all these moves, and you're like, how the heck can one coach come into an organization and dismantle them so quickly?
In a matter of 2 years, right?
Hey, guys,
less than that.
Guys, Pat Bowlen is my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, the owner of the Denver Broncos. And now I think they're in good hands. John Elway is taking over in the front office. John Fox is a very good football coach.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Good
we
mind.
Take the world
good
of
mind.
Him.
But guess what? It's going to take them a while.
Yeah, it is.
To turn it around.
Well, not only because, you know, they lost a lot of drafts.
They gave away all the draft picks to the Chicago Bears.
And they got some back. But it's going to take a while to get a lot of young guys in there and through that system, right?
It will. It's going to be a whole new culture. And I think, good things are going to happen. It really is going to be that. But it's not going to be easy. It's a rebuild. And you hate to say that in the NFL, that you have to rebuild. Because with free agency the way it is, you ought to be able to build like that if you're really committed.
Well, and as the lawyers told us yesterday, there'll be about 500 guys in a few days that will be free agents and unable to sign unless they get the CBA thing worked out. Now, I want to ask you, we've got two things. First of all, sitting in front of me is one of the tastiest things I've ever had that's theoretically good for me. And, John, I've been sucking this down. I'm sorry. I've been sucking this down, Bill, for a while here.
From the Smoothie King here, what is in this thing? Because I can't believe it
tastes
that good, and it's good for me.
Hey, it's Lean One. I started a nutrition company when I got out of the NFL. I hired the top nutritionists in the world, the top scientists, and I built a product that not only tastes good, that leans you out, that energizes you in a healthy way.
Right.
And doesn't jack you up on caffeine. All it does is it puts you in the zone.
Well, Bill, because you look fantastic.
You
what was
do.
Your what was your playing weight, and what do you weigh right now?
245.
He just sucks down a little bit more.
And
guess what? I'm 210 right now.
Wow,
nice.
Man. That's the 210 I want
to
get
most of us after the age of 30 start packing on about 3-4 pounds a year. So you get to the age 45, you're like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Guess what? A smoothie a day, it will melt away.
Nice.
And, you got to do it the right way. This product that is in there is Lean One.
Lean One.
Yeah, it's one of the most dynamic protein shakes to ever hit our market.
I mean, what amazes me is, Steven, this is part of Smoothie King, and they've been around since 1973.
So if you
smoothies are becoming cool now.
If you walk into the Smoothie King, do we just ask for the bill? We say, give me the bill, Romanowski.
Hey, give me the bill.
Give me the bill.
It is on.
It is on.
Steven, next time we go in, you ask for the bill, and I'll order the smoothies. And then you'll get stuck with the bill.
Well, that's pretty good. Bill, Super Bowl 45, biggest event, obviously. We're going to cross over to the U.K. They are rabid fans growing over there in the U.K. for the Super Bowl
and
for football.
Saw the Broncos lose over there this year. to your 49ers.
That's right. We were there for the international series.
Wow, whom would you have rooted for? Well, you would have been torn.
You know what? I live in the Bay Area now.
The good side, right?
So when I was doing interviews in the Bay Area, I was telling everyone, 49ers, yeah.
But now you're in Dallas.
When they called me from Denver,
I was like, go Broncos. Hey, I had to play both sides of the
You
phone.
Do.
Well, that's good. One thing that they make us do here in the U.K., we get it every week when we're on air, they say, predictions.
Give us your predictions.
We got the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got the Green Bay Packers. What do you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl?
I tell you what, you got two really good football teams. Yep. Let's be just straight up there. I think the two best teams in the league are matched up. I think, they always say in the big game, in the Super Bowl, your big time players have got to step up.
Right.
Well, guess what? That's what has to happen. And usually, it has to be a quarterback. We got two great ones.
If Aaron Rodgers
plays like he did against Atlanta, they're going to beat them convincingly.
Okay.
If he plays like they did, like he did against Chicago, it's going to be a close game or a loss.
Okay.
But I think Green Bay will win the game. I think what they're going to do offensively, it's what they have to do, is they got to open it up.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't play in that tight little box against that defense.
Right, Bill, you were on the defensive side of the ball, so you know defense as well. How important is it going to be to get after those guys? Because Ben is a big guy. It's hard to bring him down.
Well, yeah, he's a big guy, but guess what? You know, Clay Matthews coming off the edge.
Right.
I think is a great matchup because he's got the speed and he's got the ability to take him down. Charles Woodson is a good-sized cornerback
right. That
could be a strong safety and a free safety. He's a dynamic football player. He's explosive, a great tackler. He can get Roethlisberger on the ground.
He can tackle
a
tree.
I know he's good for at least one sack in this game.
All right, before we let you go, there's one thing we've been getting everyone to do here. Did you ever play a flick football?
Football when you were in school to try and.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get him. We got to try
I played
and make
it too much.
Jeff, let's get him up there, and we're gonna get run video here. I'm gonna call play by play. Bill, I'll take the headset from you here.
Okay.
Here we go. There's a camera right over there.
Just tee it up right here.
Yep.
And we're gonna go through the goalpost. Here we go. Oh, Jeff, that was horrible. Jeff tried to show Bill how to do it, and he couldn't. But here we got Bill lining up for the kick. It's a 40-yarder, and it's up, and it is.
Oh, it's good!
It's good, baby! All right, Bill. Thank you very much.
Not bad for a slow white linebacker.
There you go, slow white line. Who said you were slow? You weren't slow.
No way.
You used to hurt people. Jeff, did you get a shirt? He made. We're going to give Bill a shirt for making the extra field goal.
Well, because he'll actually fit this.
Hey, guys, believe it or not, I got a bunch of people over in the U.K. that drink Lean One.
Really?
Which is the product you're trying at Smoothie King.
I tell you what, it's no joke. We've got one in front of us. It tastes fantastic, and we'll be pushing it to our people as well.
Good deal. Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bill.
Enjoyed it.
All right, we're coming back to you live from Radio Row at the Media Center in North Texas. And with us right now, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Mike Smith. Mike, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well today.
Newly extended. A hearty congratulations to you on your contract extension.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just very excited about the opportunity to continue to build, and I'm very thankful that Arthur Blank and Thomas Dimitroff have confidence in what we've been able to establish here in Atlanta.
Coach, I got a question for you. The Atlanta Falcons finished with the number one seed in the NFC this year. Do you feel that bye week kind of throws your game off a little bit? You obviously come back and we're on the losing end there to the Packers.
Well, I don't know that it got us out of whack. I know we didn't play very well that night against the Green Bay Packers, and they played extremely well. I think we're playing as hot as any team in the league, and I think it shows. I think they're on a seven game
winning
run
streak,
where they were basically in a sudden death situation. And Mike, Coach McCarthy, has done a great job with that football team, and so has Mike Tomlin. They're the two best teams right now playing, and you know, we're going to see who's going to be the world champ.
What did you get exactly from the Green Bay Packers? Did you get anything that surprised you?
No, not really. We had played them 5 weeks earlier, and there in Atlanta, and we came out on the you know, on the winning side in that ball game. We did not tackle very well the night that we played them in the divisional playoffs, and I thought that their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, was as playing as well and as hot as any quarterback.
Yeah, he was on fire.
He was. Did a great job of extending plays, and I think that's going to be something that's going to be very integral into who's going to win the ball game on Sunday.
Coach, what does it say for your football team? You guys are young, got a young quarterback, obviously, in Matt Ryan, but you guys have had early on success over the last 3 years.
Well, we've been very fortunate, you know, to win as many games as we have. We've got a very good nucleus. The organization, led by our owner and our general manager, Thomas Dimitroff, he's been able to provide us with talent. We've had three outstanding draft classes, as well as a couple of key free agent acquisitions that have allowed us to have some success early on, and we want to continue to do that in the years to come.
Well, real quickly, Coach, before we let you go, so you just you said a couple years ago you took a little vacation to Scotland, our land over there in the UK, to play some golf. Where did you play?
Well, I had the opportunity to play some very historic courses. I played St. Andrews. I played Prestwick. I played Turnberry, and Berwick.
You hit the ones I know. Yeah, Turnberry, yeah. The old course, right?
North Berwick.
So, how did you find playing there? I mean, I can't play it on Tiger Woods to save my life. I get lost in the rough, and I'm done.
Well, it was a tough time, but it was golf wars for about seven straight days. We played 36 holes a day.
And how many sleeves of balls did you go through?
Well, way too many.
Way too many.
Way too many. But it was wonderful to see where golf, you know, golf was born. Had an opportunity to spend a day at Muirfield as well. And,
terrific.
That four-ball game that they play over there was probably my favorite, believe it or not, where
all
you
right,
play
Coach,
the alternate shot.
Don't want to put you on the spot. We've been asking a lot of our guests here. We get asked this when we're on TV over in the UK a lot, is predictions. Do you want to make one for the Super Bowl?
Well, I will make a prediction.
Nice.
I'm going to make a prediction that the team that wins the turnover battle is going to be the team that wins the ball game. I think the team that controls the ball, doesn't turn it over, has probably got a better chance of winning than the other team.
Well, Mike, we think the world of you, of Arthur Blank, of the contributions to the league. You guys have been a fantastic influence. You guys have stayed the course through some really rough times, and I think you guys are a great symbol of what we're from Los Angeles, of what the league is all about, the best parts of the NFL, and what we would like to see as a franchise out in L.A., a team very much like what you guys have done in Atlanta. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. It's definitely been a group effort. From top to bottom, I think we've got as good an organization as any in the National Football League.
Agreed.
All right, Mike, one more thing. Have you ever played paper football, flick'em?
Oh, gosh, growing up, I used to play it all
right,
the time.
We got a goal post.
Certainly.
Let's take the headphones off. And there we go. We're going to line them up. So far, no coach has done it. We've had three players make it, but we haven't had a coach make it yet. Let's see. Here we go. He's lining up. He's lining up for the shot. We got him. We got him going on. And it's up. Nailed it! We got the first coach. Mike Smith nailed it.
That was as good as grammatical.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We've got a running wager that Steven's on the losing end of right now.
So we're going to start right with that? There's
a legendary Hall of Fame quarterback for the 49ers who's not named Steve Young.
Yes.
And his people said that they would shoot us a phone call
between 4:15 and 4:30.
It's now 4:44.
Do you think that Montana is going to give us a call?
We didn't say it was Joe Montana.
Oh, jeez.
Screw that up.
Yeah, I totally did there.
I'm going to say something happened. I'm going to say no.
No, he's not going to call us.
I'm going to say no.
We've learned the really, really hard way about life in Hollywood.
Because when I listen to your show, Dan, every once in a while, you're on Fritzy or Paul or someone. When is this guy going to get on the air? It happens to you too, right? So what happens?
Yes, but you know what the thing is these guys know that if we set up something and there's a time, I expect the courtesy of those people to join me. I have a show to do, and I'll be courteous to them when I have them on or promote what they want. So it's reciprocated. And Fritzy knows that I mean, he obsesses over getting these people on.
That's right.
He has sleep apnea because he does not sleep at night because he worries. Nice.
Does he wear the CPAP?
Darth Vader mask?
Because yes. I got one, too. I got sleep apnea as well. I wear the big Darth Vader mask.
Well, he's nervous because he'll wake up. He has nightmares.
Oh, crap. Oh, yes. No. Yeah. Oh, no. Dan's going to need this.
What? Sandler didn't show up.
Sandler's supposed to be here tomorrow, by the way. Yes. He is supposed to be here tomorrow.
He will be.
We'll see whether these guys
know that we're... You have people on. I take pride in getting something out of these guests that we have on. And I never want to have consumer fraud. I never want to say, hey, we're going to have this guy on. He doesn't show up because I'm doing a disservice to the audience.
Exactly.
So, that's all.
Okay. Now,
I love what he said.
Now, Dan,
a disservice to our audience.
And that's what it is.
We say a famous
We say Brooklyn Decker is supposed to be on soon.
Brooklyn Decker is
she
coming
is
on
supposed to be
bit.
On soon, yeah, by yeah. the way. You might want to hang around. FYI.
Dan knows Brooklyn Decker well. You were just in a movie with her, right, Dan?
He's got her on the speed dial. I was
no
kidding.
Way. You can't call. He's calling Brooklyn Decker.
No, he's just showing us the number.
Let me see.
By the way, it just says Brooklyn.
That's all
it doesn't even have the last name.
Jeffrey, when it's Brooklyn Decker, all it has to say is Brooklyn.
I was going
to
say
I've been to Brooklyn, but, you know, in the Dodgers, I'm an L.A. guy. So Klaus over here, that Dan was kind enough to take listener Klaus's picture. Klaus has been a listener of ours for years over in Denmark. And so... we're minor rocks. I say we're C-list celebrities in
That's
the UK.
All right. That's all right.
And so what we had happen with Woody Page, you'll enjoy the story. Woody Page, we saw with the Broncos in London this year at the International Series. So we got to know Woody. And Woody, actually Pat O'Brien running by being goofy as usual, wearing cowboy boots again.
He did that yesterday
as well.
You
slip in those. I wore them the first day. You could kill yourself wearing cowboy boots in this weather.
But
anyways.
Wait, what's the question?
It's a great story. It's to justify us having you take Klaus's picture.
Yeah, because what you don't know, people, is Dan Patrick took our picture with one of our listeners, which was
really
cool.
Yes, you can have that big sticker.
I'm going to put this up in the man cave.
Take the big one.
Well, no, I don't want to give you that much credit. Oh. Let me see how this goes. I'm just going to
Woody Page. No, we got to finish this story. Okay. So Woody Page, we introduce a writer from Finland.
Has this interview started yet?
We're actually done. We're done.
We're done.
No, we're not. Don't tell Dan that.
So this a writer from Finland who knew us asked us to introduce Woody Page.
Yeah.
Because Woody's now a rock star because he's on ESPN America now over there.
From
Around the Horn.
Right?
Yeah.
So everyone knows him. So he took it upon himself later on to go up and ask for a photo to be taken. And you know who took that photo? John Elway.
The man asked if he could.
Woody
John Elway
comes back later
with him and Woody.
And Woody comes back later. He's like, guys, you won't believe that. It's that guy from Finland he introduced me to. He had John Elway take my picture. He said, I told John. I said, I got that on you for the rest of your life.
So there you go, Dan. It's not just
it's happened to other people.
I've done it before. I've been asked to take pictures before, and usually somebody will do it as a joke. But I could tell you guys were serious, and you're obviously serious journalists, and I respect that.
All right. Well, I got a question for you, Dan. When you're in with your guys in the man cave and you kick the soccer ball at Paul many times, what is it that you yell? Because I don't think it's an actual name of a player.
I don't. Paulie.
Paulie.
What do I yell when I kick the soccer ball at you? Van Nistelrooy.
Van Nistelrooy.
But that's not Van
what
Nistelrooy.
What does that mean?
Rude Van Nistelrooy.
No, not his name.
Yeah.
Klaus is chiming in here on behalf of all Europeans.
Klaus, but what's the actual name? It's not Van.
Van
Nistelrooy.
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you say it?
Rude Van Nistelrooy.
And then you pump the ball at them.
Yeah, but I don't give the accent. I'm not from his hometown.
Okay.
I'm not from his country.
So you're not going to say, this is Jennifer Lopez for Five News.
Yeah, I don't. If I'm in
Mexico. So now you're making
Mexico,
fun of my people.
I'm not going.
I'm not making fun of your people. You always pick your people depending
half
on
of my people.
Yeah, which half again?
Okay,
he's a Blaxican.
He's half black, half Mexican.
I thought it was Randy Jackson when I saw him initially. I thought.
That's the only reason you sat down, because you thought it was Randy Jackson.
I thought J-Lo was going to be here.
Can I get a fist bump?
I went, what up, dog?
Fist bump, there you go.
Yeah, what's up?
How's this new season of Idol working for you? Have you seen any of it? They really seem to miss the Brit.
They try too hard.
They're trying to be mean.
I thought Colin, or what's his name?
The guitarist, Steven Tyler.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, I thought Simon Cowell was awesome.
I do too.
And now that he's gone, there really is no
angry, and they're all trying to take a turn.
But I think that analysts in other sports, in sports, should take note of what he does. I think Johnny Miller is as close to Simon Cowell as you'll find with any analyst. He's honest. He doesn't care what you think of him. He's trying to help the audience understand and you understand. He doesn't play favorites. He'll just say, you know what, I can't believe he hit that shot. I can't believe that he missed that putt. That's what Simon did. Simon gave those kids at least an understanding instead of going, hey, looks good. Hey, keep practicing.
Keep trying.
Be honest with them. And I would want that. If I was starting in the business, I would want that too. Be honest with
feedback.
Me. Tell me
and
what
that is
I
the
need
hardest thing to find.
Absolutely.
You know what? Seriously, because we've been doing TV for a couple years, and I've got one friend who's honest with me. The only reason I have this goatee is because he says, sitting next to Miranda, says, you don't look strong enough. And I'm like, okay. And you should see him on camera. It works on camera. It seriously works on camera. You just gotta take my word for it, Dan. It seriously
now
works
he
on
looks
camera.
Like Biggie Smalls.
He keeps changing who I am.
Well, you took off
seconds.
Your glasses.
There you go. There you go.
Dan, but I had one friend who could give me real feedback and was honest with
I
me.
I think you would only have one friend anyway. Really?
And
I think
that's true.
I had the under on the one friend.
Wow.
Nice. And he nailed it. Dan,
you need
to
tell Dan about how easily my feelings get hurt.
he is very
I'm
sensitive.
I'm a softie. And I've gotten three times as tough over the years.
I got another question for you. How do we get you to embrace the Premier League and soccer? Football as
the premiership.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. I watch all the time.
Really?
Do you?
Who's your team?
Do you have a club you pull for?
No, because I can't. Although, Paulie, you know, I've got a Manchester United shirt.
Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
hold
go
on.
Ahead.
Chelsea.
What? You can't have a Chelsea and a Man U.
They hate
each other.
Hold on. Let him explain this
to
us. Because look, our UK listeners are going
to
eat you.
When you told the Woody Page story, I listened to the whole freaking thing.
Enough. You know what? And people get on me for interrupting, Dan.
And then Woody Page, wait, hold on. Then Joe
and okay,
Elway
now Steven wants a high five. He's standing up. Okay. Jeff's shutting up now.
Yes.
Okay. So
thank you.
That's all I'm saying. These jerseys, these kits were sent to me because we talked about Arsenal. We talked about Liverpool. We talked about Manchester United, and I have a fascination with all of it. Fulham, all of them. I love watching. I love the atmosphere. I want to bring the show over there to actually do a broadcast or two and then go to a match. I'd like
terrific.
To go. I love the Premiership. Paulie's the one who turned me on to it. I don't like American soccer, but
no,
the reason why
not.
I love
it's
the Premiership
good.
Is because that's college football atmosphere. At a professional sporting event.
At a professional level, yep.
And it's something that we don't get here.
No.
And I love the atmosphere there. I've read a couple of books on it. There was a book on the hooligans that came out.
Right.
Scary, you know, Manchester United fans and what they do when they go to these different cities, different countries. So there's a fascination with it. And I appreciate the greatness that you find over there with their athletes. It doesn't translate to the United States when you bring, you know, when Beckham came over.
We're in L.A. We know exactly what you mean. It was like people ask us all the time. You know, he's loaned out to this club. We're like, well, maybe he's going to actually do more for them than he did for L.A. No one even knows.
Yeah.
And they asked us on TV, how do you feel about losing the World Cup bid? I'm like, I don't want to. I didn't say this on air, but nobody even knows we had a World Cup bid in. Nobody knows.
Dan, how many games have you've never
and
been to?
I'll be
to
over there in London for the
Paulie
for
knew.
Olympics.
For the Paulie Olympics. Knew about the World Cup bid.
Yeah,
he was upset, but that makes one of you.
For the Olympics, you'll be there, London.
Yeah,
well, you know, we just had here at the seat where you're sitting. Nastya Lufkin, gymnastics, 5-time Olympic medalist. She was here.
So
a
comeback
while
train.
Ago.
Good kisser.
You'll have to ask Strahan because we don't know.
He
jacked our
interview.
He
did. He jumped in. She was here talking to us, and all of a sudden Strahan comes
in. Oh, no, I
wasn't
saying it as a question. I was saying it as a statement. Good kisser.
Oh, you're saying it as a statement of fact.
And you would know
that. Well, thank goodness
Dan
she turned
Hauser.
21 recently.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
What?
How would you know?
I
what?
Just said hello.
You
to
just
her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
well,
I mean,
there
what?
You go. There's lots of ways of saying hello,
exactly.
And that's
all right. Dan,
okay.
Your voice.
We've got one thing we've got you to do before
two
you go.
Actually,
wait,
two
I already
things.
Took a freaking picture for you.
I know, but
and you stole one of our stickers.
He didn't stay. We gave it to him. No. It's going to go up in his man cave.
See? There you go.
Dan, please take the stick.
You don't want to test me. Not today. You don't want to test me.
I was about to call you the Johnny Miller of broadcasters because I feel coached up.
DP, look at me, DP. Please take the sticker. And then I want – there's two things I want to tell you. First of all, we had Rich Eisen on the show. All right? He knows where it's going.
Do you know, why we had Rich on? Do you know why we had Rich? Do you know why Rich agreed to be on our show?
To get some publicity.
Thank you.
So somebody would hear him.
So somebody would listen to his stupid little podcast.
I want to ask you a question because he always gets mad at you when you don't say hi to him. Why? What is that? What's that all about?
It's like he's my little brother, and it's terrible because I'll say, "All right, Rich, you're done." Yeah, it's time to move on. Like, he thinks the whole show is about him. I go, Rich, I gotta go.
He owns the network.
Oh, man. He is. It's NFL Network, Rich Eisen.
It's Rich Eisen's NFL Network.
But do you know how many households my TV radio show is in?
And
how
many DirecTV is in?
No, we're also on Fox. Fox Net all the way across the country.
I could watch your show because I'm a Dish Network subscriber.
You get Prime?
I get Prime.
Yeah, we're on.
So 411 and 417, I could be watching?
Yeah, you can. Okay. So DirecTV and the Fox. So
I didn't even know that.
Rich is on 20 million homes, I think. 25 million homes.
No, you're on more.
We're in 85 million homes.
That's a lot more. That'd be like times as many.
You know what? I feel bad even bringing the name Rich Eisen up. I'm sorry.
I love Rich.
We are here for the Super Bowl.
I love Rich.
Small potatoes. I'm sorry.
I love Rich. I know, but
now,
I'm just saying.
If we could have you do the football kick.
Did you ever play Flick'em?
Flick football. You had to. That's the only way we got through high school.
With a paper football? You ever do that?
Why do you have condoms on the table here?
Know what? They're for later. It's not.
Okay, but that is awkward.
Here. That is, Jeffrey. What you can't find the football.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is he looking at?
Condoms? You talking about these?
Oh, yeah. Now, no. For the people who are listening, okay, I'm sorry.
It's a chance for you.
I've been married 22 years. My wife's in Europe right now. I kind of need to
Here you go, DP. DP, it's a chance for you to win.
The little football.
I don't.
Jeffrey, you lost the paper football. We're not going to get I can't believe it. I am DP, talk to me. Don't even worry about him for a second. All right, the paper football. Okay, have you ever played that, DP?
Yeah, I have.
We would like to try and see if you can knock it through the field goal. You see the goal post right here? Okay, here it goes.
This is
real. Here's the camera.
There's the goal post.
We got DP is lining up.
I can't do it for my life, but you know the whole thing.
All right, DP is lining up. He's lining up. Hits up.
Oh, it's good.
Good. He nailed it. DP. Dan, I want to say thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Just don't make me do this again. Okay?
Ever again?
Well, no, next year. How about that?
How about next year? One more quick thing before I get you out of here. Prediction. Because, you know, when we go on
I'm
going
to go with the Packers.
Just like that.
Well, I picked him at the beginning of the year.
Dan Patrick, we really appreciate it. That was Dan Patrick.
Let's do it again.
Anytime you want me.
No, next year.
Next year?
In Indianapolis.
Okay, well, if you ever want me to give you any NFL news, you call me and I will give it to you, sir. All right, thank you very much. It's been a crazy day today. Eyed Peas.
Oh, man.
Fergie.
They're all from L.A. Who would have known?
I love Fergie's answer to every question that was asked of her.
Yes.
First of all, someone stole my question. I brought a cherry because I want to see you tie the stem.
Wow. You really did that?
No, I didn't do that, but somebody did.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do that. I thought you were going to.
Yeah, someone, but someone asked it before. He said,
he sold it pretty well.
He did. He said, I've got three things.
He had the can of whatever it is, Dr. Pepper cherry.
Dr. Pepper, yes. And he's like, so here it is. I want to see if you can actually drink this in 6 seconds like you did in the commercial, the whole can.
Right.
Or I've got a cherry stem here. We want to see if you can tie the knot. And if you can do that, that means you're a good kisser. So that means let's just skip the other two and just go straight to you can give me a kiss.
Yeah, no, that guy had it all worked out.
He did.
And it got a good laugh.
He sold it pretty good. People did laugh.
I was disappointed that they didn't
perform.
But Fergie
just said, that was smooth, which is the whole thing for the diet.
Is it?
Yeah, check.
I haven't seen the commercial.
So she basically just plugged Dr. Pepper.
There you go.
In the press
conference.
That's
all anybody wants is to have their product plugged.
Well, she plugged it, played it perfectly.
There you go.
I didn't get to ask my real question, which I wanted to ask, which was.
And I thought it was good.
You know, the last several years, the NFL has decided to go a little bit older with more classical musicians.
Well, ever since the whole wardrobe malfunction.
Which came up, the wardrobe malfunction.
With Justin Timberlake.
And since then, they've gotten to some I don't want to say.
More mature
artists. Rockers.
Guys that were famous 30 years ago.
And the question was going to be, I want to find out what it means to you guys to be able to bring back some of that youth and that energy back to the halftime show.
Well, you know what? They're going to. I'm actually looking forward to seeing
them. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I'm
and
surprised.
We are going to get it started, and it's going to be Where's the Love and all of that stuff. They're going to bring it.
You know, I didn't even. And then there's that new song that they're playing now.
Yes.
That they hijacked an old song that I liked a lot and changed it up.
Yes. I love it when they do that. They do that to a lot of songs.
Modernize things?
Yes. They make it more hip. More fresh.
Fresh. You know, and what's so fun is you talk to the kids, you're like, hey, by the way, that song was famous 40 years ago.
All right, but I do got to talk about some. I usually don't come down very much.
What do you mean, come down?
Like, you know, I get down, like, mope in the dumps.
You know, you're a little mopey right now.
I'm just a little black rain cloud. Well, and for good reason. You know, the as we kidded around with Dan Patrick earlier.
I think we officially teased it.
Because we talked about Dan Patrick, and teases
where you're going to have somebody on the show.
Yes.
And it ends up not working out.
And it didn't work out. And, well, not just that. I'm talking about we talked to Dan about Joe Montana.
Right.
And there's people saying that they would call
in. And that didn't work out.
And then we told Dan that, you know, we're supposed to have Brooklyn Decker on the show.
Right. And it's looking like that's not going to work out.
It is. Well,
we've hung around here for more than an hour.
Well, she has
been
doing.
And ends up that she's got her B handler is now on duty.
Yes.
The A handler is who Stephen had talked to.
Yesterday.
And the B handler doesn't know anything and is not responsible for what the A handler said.
Right. Yes. It's all I'm bets not responsible. Are off. My left hand's not responsible for the checks my right hand cashes.
Exactly.
Or right, I guess is the.
Well,
the
and we haven't had Pat Kerwin, and he's been off air for over an hour.
Yes, I know.
And he was going to come on
by.
That was
your guy.
I was so looking forward to it. I'm going to stop selling his book. I think his book's great, but don't buy it.
And you're going
to don't buy it until he comes on.
And you're going to start, you know, like. You're going to stop talking about
serious. I actually thought it was Stephen King's The Shining that I was reading.
Yes.
It was actually that. It was not Pat Kerwin's book. It was Stephen King's book,
yes.
The Shining. And I got them confused.
And I think the weather has now kind of, you know, three straight days, it has pounded me into submission so much so that it pounded me right onto the ground and I fell on my butt.
Oh.
And in the process, messing up my knee. And I think it's now all just kind of weighed on me and it's now hitting me. No Montana, no Brooklyn Decker. Falling on my butt in the snow.
We had a ball with Dan Patrick.
But that was awesome.
Dude, that's classic.
DP was awesome on the show.
I loved him before
You know what? I'm gonna send an email to Paulie and Fritzy and say, I want DP on the show every day just for his voice.
Every day.
And seriously, we didn't get him to do the drop.
Golden throat. No, I know. You know, I was out talking to Paul.
Yes.
We've gotten one drop, and thank God
that was a great one. But, you know, I'm trying to get Jeff, give him the paper. And Jeff's,
I don't even know where the paper is now. You wrote down Paulie's email address
there
on
you
it.
Go.
So wherever
yes.
that is.
I got the paper now.
Okay.
So
but
I'll
you're
make
right.
Sure.
We've screwed up enough stuff, but that's what we do.
That's what we do,
and we're good at it.
It's not what we do.
One of the reasons that people like us, Steve, is because we're real.
That's not what I do.
Okay.
I want to stop doing that. I want to do good.
I do,
that
too.
That is what I want to do.
That's
I want
why
to
we
do,
need people.
I want to be better at what it is I am doing.
You know why the people are great? Because they have people.
Yes.
People who need people are the luckiest people.
Oh, and now we're being looked at on Media Row. People are looking at
Radio
Row.
There's not that many people left. There's just cops left.
What in the world is he talking
about? It's gone late.
Uh-oh, and it has gotten late. It has gotten late. But you know what, Jeffrey? This is the preview show.
Yeah.
And in the preview show, we got to preview.
You got to build up. Just slowly.
Yes.
Slowly.
Yes.
You can't just, boom, let it all out.
Because it's Thursday.
It
and
is.
This show has to be up for tomorrow morning, and people are going to want to know what our prediction is. Okay?
Right.
And I think the predictions are pretty much out of the bag. I mean, we've let them out.
I think we said it a couple weeks ago.
I'm a DP, though. DP's got huge. Did you see how quickly he said Packers?
Yeah.
I said, we need to predict Packers.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished saying the word Packers. Dan Patrick was on it.
Yeah. He was wearing a green cap, too, which kind of was a tell.
Everyone that we
have asked, there was only one who chose the Steelers.
And he's from Europe.
So I
what
think
does that tell you?
You are SOL, Jeffrey.
Well, what are you going to do?
I think you are S.
I might be.
O. L.
I might be. But you know what? I'm going to go down swinging.
You're going to go down swinging with the Steelers?
I'm going to go down swinging. I was reading just Peter King's press notes from practice
you
today.
You believe Ben Roethlisberger is going to go wild?
He said he that his red zone he was on the money. His red zone work today was fantastic.
Yes, but against what? The C team?
No, against the actual against the defense that
first
is going to stop Aaron Rodgers.
How do you stop a guy that's
I don't know.
In
I don't,
fuego?
He is so on
en
fire.
Fuego.
He's
that is fire. By the way,
yeah, I actually I okay. was aware of that. I knew
I was
it was
making
warm.
Sure that you knew that.
I knew
you
it was
at me
warm.
Like, you looked at me like I was crazy or something.
No, just like you were a stalker or something.
If I were a stalker, I would not stalk you.
You'd be more on the Brooklyn Decker side of things.
As a matter of fact, the reason why I left from over there is because I felt like I was stalking her. I had followed her from like table to table to table.
I was
going to
let you know that the captain of all police was getting was closing in on you.
Yeah, no, it's funny because she's you know she started over here and then she went to the Sirius NFL radio.
And she's trying to get further and further
yeah,
away.
And it's like you know I kept
no,
following
I want you
her.
Closer. I want you closer, not further.
Yeah, she's getting further and further away from us, and I'm like, yeah, I feel.
I gotta drop this line. So I was supposed to drop this during our interview with her.
Yes.
So I was on the phone with Kara, telling her about her missing the interview with the gymnast.
Ah, yes.
With Nastya.
Lukian.
Okay, and
there
so Kara was just giddy when she found out that we met, and then I told Kara about
she didn't believe
Brooklyn.
You at first.
She totally believed me, and she was just
I
like,
heard
no
the conversation
way.
On the
She's
phone.
Like, no way.
Oh, okay, no way.
And so
no
then,
way is was it like a disbelief?
No, it was just
was
stunned.
It a disbelief thing or was it a
you know what,
like,
Steven?
No
it was
way.
For the first time in her life she thinks her dad's cool.
Because you met a five-time Olympic gold medalist. Yes.
Medalist. It's not five-time gold.
Oh, that,
five-time medalist.
Okay, five-time medalist. You know what? Gold, silver, bronze. You win five of them. That's pretty freaking
my
impressive.
My point of view, you go, you're pretty dang good, okay? Especially from America.
Well, there you go. If you get five of them in gymnastics, that's perfect. Because so, doesn't Russia and China dominate the gymnastics every
totally,
year?
Totally, but we're right there. I mean,
okay.
We're good.
All right, so we're good.
So, Kara... I told Kara about Brooklyn Decker. She hadn't heard of her, so
yes.
She Googled.
Oh, no. You told your daughter to Google
Brooklyn
Decker?
I didn't tell
Decker?
Her to. She did. I said, so we've got this model
yeah.
coming
don't,
on.
I don't
and
think
Kara said she's a pixie girl.
A pixie girl?
A pixie girl.
What is
That's
that?
That's what she and her friends call girls who reveal too much of themselves because boys tend to want to pixie at their pictures.
Oh.
They peek at them.
I see.
They peek at them. See?
Okay.
They like to peek at the – so they're pixie girls.
Well,
so
you know
I learned
Kara,
something
Kara
today.
Kara can't – you know, she can't knock it.
She didn't.
Okay, good.
She didn't.
You know, I got some people who look at her pictures and like, well, we need to make her a model.
Yeah, no. But no, she's never going to do anything. She's only going to model sweaters.
Oh, see, a sweater model.
Yeah, and big jackets.
Jeffrey, your
She's actually
going to
go counterculture, Steven, and she's going to wear fur. Lots and lots of fur. She's going to just go against the political
because
correctness.
Your daughter is growing up to have the physique of a sports.
We're not talking about my daughter's physique
swimsuit,
at all.
Swimsuit model. That's all I'm saying.
That's a lot to say.
It's
that's a lot to say. That's
okay.
A mouthful. That's saying like
I know you don't
want to
go there.
Rumpelstiltskin.
What
you know?
If in let's say in 4 years.
I don't know how the fathers of these girls would do it.
Well, how would you do it? I'm telling you right now. In 4 years, she'll be 17. She
yeah,
gets
too
an
young.
Offer.
Too young.
To so she has
Model,
to be.
No
she
way.
Has to be 18. She has to
you
be.
You know,
a
it's
going to
depend a lot. Is her maturity?
Yes.
That's going to have everything to do with it. I could see a scenario whereby she's 16 and she is mature enough to do something like that, and I would be okay with it.
All
and
right.
I would just insist on never seeing the photos.
Well, as her talent manager, I need to know these things. You need to tell me
it
how comfortable you are with
it. It is going to be completely a maturity issue.
Okay.
And
all right.
Because look,
13,
everyone matures
your
at different
daughter
ages.
Daughter is pretty mature when it comes to some things.
there's still some things where she, you know,
she got
a little
scared because she went out the front door and didn't realize that the door locks from the inside, that you can lock yourself out of the house.
You can.
She's like, you can turn the handle. She didn't know that. She got freaked out because there's somebody now electronically locking
those,
the doors.
Those
little
door
freak
locks,
out young people.
Yeah, those door locks, you need to change your door locks.
No,
if
they're
you
brand
lock
new.
It from the inside, you should want it to be locked.
No, if there's a fire, they're safe. You need to be able to run out of the house so you can still turn the handle.
But then you lock yourself out if you don't have the keys with you.
Well, you'd know to check the lock.
Hey, dog, you leave keys places. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's you're thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, all right. Well, you know.
A case of mistaken identity.
It happens sometimes.
It does, especially when we're hungry. We haven't had anything but breakfast, Steven. It was a great breakfast at Whataburger.
Upstairs?
You had pizza?
You didn't have pizza from the Papa John's?
You had pizza.
I did not have pizza. I saw they had, like, 100 pizzas out there, though.
Yeah, Papa John's was here, and we're giving them, again, more radio play.
All right. Did you or did you not have the Papa John's?
I had a slice of cheese pizza.
All right, well, Brooklyn Decker is walking this way.
Unbelievable, and we're on the air, so.
It's
not happening.
She's not. She's going around, and it's not. Look, they're
Take
bringing
the long
her.
Way home.
They're bringing her to the.
She's
going to really
go do
know.
TV.
She's doing TV.
She's sitting down.
There you go.
To do TV. Okay.
So she wasn't coming directly to us.
But there's not to say that she wouldn't come this way if we stayed here for another 4 hours.
Well, Jeffrey, here you go. You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You're pumping your movie, right? Hype for your movie.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to sit at every single one of these tables?
Would I want to or would I? Or would the studio
would
want
the
me
studio
to?
Would the studio want you to?
They would absolutely.
All right. Now, wouldn't you start with the big ones first?
I would only do the big ones. I wouldn't
no,
see
I
the
would
value
do all of them.
Doing really? The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Seriously? We right now represent a very large UK market.
We do.
And the movie will eventually go to
it
the
will.
UK.
Just usually 8 weeks after it comes out in America.
Well, there you go. Wouldn't you want to stop here? And
She'll stop here in 8 weeks. Right before the launch
all
of the
right.
UK.
Well, there you go. So
so we got to come back to Dallas in 8 weeks.
I am trying to stay on air long enough to get Brooklyn Decker in this chair.
Wait, I'm going to do a magic trick for our listeners. I'm going to make my finger come off.
But your listeners can't watch. So here's the deal. Jeffrey is the one who's ready to go have dinner. He wants us to go off air. He wants us to stop doing radio and stop recording.
Yeah.
And go eat dinner.
And play a little theme song that we
and
like.
And not wait for Brooklyn Decker.
Go,
so
boom, ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom,
here's
it's like
what,
a sign, Steven. It's not playing. It wasn't playing when I hit my computer was muted.
It's
like a sign.
Probably trying to tell you.
We should stay.
Wait for Brooklyn Decker. So we're going to pause for a brief
interlude. Can we pack up at least?
What do we do? What is it, the pause for station identification? Isn't that what some people do?
We take this break for the station identification. You've been listening to Armed Forces Radio Network, AFRTS.
This is Armed Forces Radio. So
this is Sky Sports News Radio for
Thank
all
you.
Of Great Britain.
All right. Well, it doesn't look like she's going to make it. Well, let's pause right here. Here's her handler right here, Jeffrey.
Okay.
He is heading her way. No, it's not happening.
Okay, then can I play the song?
No. We're pausing for a brief moment.
Let me just go
check the All timing, right. And if he says it's not going to happen, we'll pack it up.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. So I just got back. I just got back with her peeps. As you can see, she's actually not doing any
she's not
more.
Doing anything.
She's just sitting
she's
there.
Sitting.
And so I went over to say, you know, if she's just sitting, just give us 2 minutes. And he's like, well, she's actually done. She just lost her voice. We just had to cancel her final 4 interviews.
Her throat shot.
So
we know what that's like.
So
that happens.
So it's not just us. There are 4 other stations
now,
out there.
I would think that if we don't get her, therefore we should get Sandler.
So that is what we've discussed. He says
we'll
Sandler,
trade you one super hot model for Adam Sandler,
for
and I'll take
comedian,
that wager
for a funny comedian.
I'll take that wager because
and,
you know what? For people listening,
yeah,
funny works better than pretty. That's why people listen to us, Steven. It's not because we're pretty.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm going to bet money that if you're male, you go to Adam Sandler movies for the hot chicks and not for Adam Sandler.
You know, there's some, he has an amazing ability
yeah,
of
yeah.
Whoever
Vic
cast
the Brick Jacobs
movie,
right there.
Vic the Brick.
My brother.
You have been.
You know, we need a
drop.
Picture.
We need a drop.
We do. That's right. Give him the pitch.
Now, I don't have the paper. You have the
Vic
paper.
The Brick.
Vic,
come on
over
here, my
man.
Friend.
This is for the UK,
there
okay?
There you go.
They don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
But we
you're
know
legendary
who you are.
In America.
BBC.
You're a legend in America.
BBC, y'all.
Okay, so there's your levels right there, Vic.
Victor Brick
you got
Jacob.
The yellow.
BBC, y'all. This is a nice setup.
Thank you
it
very
works,
much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
They
here's
spared
headphones
no expense
if you want
for you guys.
Actually, we paid for a lot of this.
That's right. This is a lot of our own equipment.
I thought they had no budget.
That's absolutely
no
correct.
Budget.
That's
no
a
budget.
Rick,
that's
still
no
Rick from Rick D's.
That's no
Rick D's.
That's right. We
Mighty
have,
690, man.
That's
I remember. Right.
We have
Rick D's
no
favorite
budget.
We have no,
no budget.
Budget.
So, Vic, let's get you.
See if you can do a drop for us.
Sure, of course.
And there's your levels right there.
Come on, y'all. This is Vic the Brick Jacobs of the Loose Cannons, and you're listening to NFL Rants and Raves with Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis. A feeling you and a big booyah.
Oh, I
there
love it.
There you go, Vic.
I
thanks so
it.
Much. Vic. Now, how would you describe your outfit, Vic? I'm sorry to make you sit down again, but how would you describe this? He's been wearing this all week, and I would think
I love
would,
the hat, first
you know,
of all. Does
first of all, you're
warm?
Lucky because you're warm.
My body stunk, but I kept my funk. Thank you, Rod Stewart and Small Faces. Ron Wood still drinking, but I love him. No, he's actually clean and
you
sober.
You can take the bottle
yeah,
out
right.
of the man, but
yeah.
you can't take the
he's
man
a
out of the bottle.
Great artist, Ron Wood. Did you know?
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Great
Faces.
Artist, Ronnie Wood.
I know.
Rolling Stones, y'all.
Okay, but how would you describe your outfit? Since this is an auditory medium, radio, how would you describe your outfit?
It's fur.
It's fur.
Is it real fur?
Fur and more fur.
I have a white fox coat. Actually, it's rabbit, but it look it's a beautiful rabbit
I
fur
I can't
coat.
Believe I'm sitting here touching a man. I've been near supermodels I have not touched,
well,
but
know,
I'm touching a man.
You know, Dr. Chrissy, the SI's, you know.
I'm petting his head.
She's a swimsuit cover girl. She wanted this fur all over her today.
Yeah.
She wanted it all over her.
It's because it's cold.
It's cold, but she's also, she has Thai flavor. So I said, Sawa Dee Kop, Chrissy. Sawa Dee Kop. Let's go to Bangkok and do some Thai iced tea.
Have some pad
if you know what I'm saying. Do some Thai iced tea, if you know what I'm saying. Actually, it's a spirit. It's a spirit of Mad Death Energy. My whole mission is who is desperate for the MDE, the Mad Death Energy. And Media Day, you saw me with Donald Driver.
I did.
The Green Bay Packers, who put on this hooded crazy fur.
I missed him doing that.
And the mantras were flying. We were like two Zen lunatics high on the mountaintop of Kilimanjaro.
You know, when I've seen
Zen
Driver
lunatics.
Play there
awesome.
At Lambeau Field, I never thought of him as a Zen master. But now that you mention it, I can see it.
Look at the shaved head. He's like a monk.
He is a monk.
He's a warrior
He's a holy
monk.
Man.
A warrior monk.
With the lowercase H, though. Holy, just, you know, we don't like sacrilegiousness. So, with a small H, but he's definitely a holy man.
Honing the diamond hard wisdom. That's all I'm doing here is honing the diamond hard wisdom.
Vic, I got a question for you. So you're up there with Pat O'Brien.
Yes, Miranda.
Correct?
Doing Fox Sports.
Yes, Miranda. I love it. And
there was an act named after you. The Miranda Act.
That's Miranda
no,
Wright.
It's a right.
Miranda Wright.
You have the right to remain silent. And actually, they named it after him because he has the right to remain silent.
But I
but
don't.
He chooses to not exercise that right.
Feeling you, England.
There you go. But, Vic, here you go.
British Isles.
Every
the
time,
British Isles, man.
Every time Pat O'Brien
yes.
goes by our set here,
yes.
he does a little
he
dance.
He does a little dance
yes.
for us.
He's very happy. He's very giddy. He's a giddy
he
man.
Is.
He's a giddy O'Brien, a P.O.B. we like to call him. He is one with the universe. He's
yeah.
found an incredible euphoria.
Well, being from Los Angeles like you and I are, we've seen Pat go through so many different iterations.
So many changes.
I mean, he's on Pat O'Brien 6.0 probably by now. I mean, seriously, it was Entertainment Tonight. He was just a sports guy.
Yeah.
He was just golf. He's done so many things.
He is Mr. Basketball.
Yeah.
He is Mr. Olympics.
Seriously.
He is Mr. Well, baseball. And his talents are vast. I mean, he really was the pioneer of sports entertainment cross-pollination, a concept that a lot of journalists who were writing sports for many, many years wanted to bridge, trying to make that cross that bridge over to cross-pollinate the great, you know, world of sports and the great world of entertainment. How do you do that? Well, Pat O'Brien did it. He was a grandmaster of sports and the grandmaster of entertainment. He is the insider. He is Pat O'Brien.
But to pull it off, he had to leave the realm of sports for a while and go straight into entertainment. I mean, that's what's so interesting is he had to actually walk away from sports almost
right.
for a period of his life, and then he can bring them back and merge them together. And it was because it was so innovative.
In order to be free, you must let go of everything.
And you can listen to the Loose Cannons.
Wait.
Jeffrey heard something. See, he felt a taste of tranquility.
Give it to him again because he needs it.
In order to feel free,
you must let go of everything.
I'm going to do that right now.
Come on.
He's going to do it right now.
Just strip naked. Get naked.
I'm going to do it.
Get naked.
They'll throw us out.
There's Brooklyn Decker.
There's Brooklyn Decker.
She's talking again.
There's Queens Decker, and I see Staten Island Decker. I see
the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I see the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Do you understand you're filling for Brooklyn Decker, actually?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn originally. I was born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Decker was supposed to be in the spot right now.
How do I feel that voice?
They told us she lost her voice, but she looks like she's doing an interview now.
You know, I do. Is that Brooklyn over there?
Yes, it is.
She has been working this room 24-7.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is she a desperate actress? I mean, I love her, but she shouldn't be working this
It's a movie. I know, and she's actually lost
it. Working it, and I respect that about her.
And Sandler's going to be here doing it tomorrow, and he'll be on your show.
Sandler will be on our show, the Loose Cannon Show. I think you can hear us
now for those in America, because we're
Loose
heard
cannons.
All over
iHeart Radio. If you probably hear us on iHeart Radio,
yeah,
or some wacky satellite channel, you can hook us up Fox Sports Radio.
But your website, they could go to the website.
Yes, loosecannonsshow.com, loosecannonsshow.com, and check out all of our wacky hijinks.
I love it.
You can put me back in that happy place I was. I forgot what it was again, and that's my problem. I forget how to stay in the happy place.
I do, too, and we all forget to stay in that happy place.
Now I'm closing my eyes.
Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
In order to be free.
In order to be free.
You must let go of everything.
Let go of everything.
I love it.
Feeling you,
feeling
British Isles.
Oh, yes.
London swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles, 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower, Big Ben.
Big Ben, it comes back to the game.
The little smiles of the little children. Roger Miller.
Victor
it comes back to Big Ben, though.
Always comes back to Big Ben Roethlisberger.
One last thing we got to get Victor Brick to do. We got to have him kick a field goal through the extra point.
It's time for
Where's the paper football?
Right here. I am an illegitimate cousin of the Gramatica brothers, so I know how to kick.
Gramatica, he's the only.
Martin Gramatica.
Only two people have made the kick.
Brian Billick
Martin
made it.
Martin Gramatica and Brian, Coach Brian Billick.
I love Brian Billick.
Well, we do too.
What do I do?
The paper football over here, Vic.
Kick it right through there.
And you
got
to make it through the uprights.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Video, Jeff?
Where were the uprights? Because of your outfit, we got to make sure that the video is on.
No. You've never done the paper football,
Victor Brick? I had a very strange childhood.
I have no trouble imagining that you had a very strange childhood. Okay, so Vic's taking the time to schmooze with some folks before he does his football attempt. And we're here. The camera's rolling. This is what most of us did in junior high to survive. After we were done, we listened to Rick Dees in the morning on our way to school in junior high. No. You want the long edge.
There you go.
And he's set. And he's flicking.
The time is running out.
Three, two, one. And the buzzer. Oh, it's good. Rick Jacobs. High fives all around.
We won the title of the illegitimate cousin of Martin Gramatica.
That, my friends, is Victor Brick Jacobs. And for those of you who are not in the Los Angeles area and did not grow up with the insanity that is Victor Brick Jacobs. You have no idea what you've been missing.
You have no idea. But, Jeffrey, it's time to
That's
wrap
a good
it up.
Way
That's
to
all
do
the
it.
Time. That's the way to end the show with Big Victor
See,
Brick.
Who needs supermodels?
There you go.
Jacobs.
Who needs supermodels? Jeff Ellis.
And Stephen Miranda
from Radio Row.
Have a good night. Dallas, Texas. Good night.